Nice to see you again. For this meeting, I will take some notes and minutes. We will see our three presentations. We will start with the manager expert, who will talk about user requirements, what user needs, and what the design for this device.
Okay. Can I have a laptop up here? Or?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it should. So basically, I'm going to present some findings of the study we conducted into what users want in this remote control. So first of all, what we did is we conducted an experiment with 100 test subjects. We put them in our usability laboratory and got them to play with remote controls, and also to complete, after they've done that, to complete a questionnaire to tell us what they like and what they don't like in remote controls. So basically, the major things we found out was that basically users don't like the look and feel of most remote controls that are currently on the market. 75% of the people we did the experiments on found that the remote controls that they'd used in the past were completely ugly. They didn't match the operating behavior of the user, that is, the way users use remote controls when they're watching TV. The layout of the remote controls didn't match the way that they used it. And thirdly, they say that half of the users that we tested said that they only used 10% of the buttons that are on remote controls. So we also collected some user statistics based on how these test subjects were using the remote control. And from this, we basically came up with the figure that the channel buttons, the channel selection buttons, are the most, by far the most used buttons on the remote control. And we can see they're used 168 times per hour on average while the user's watching TV. The closest button that was used, or the button that was used that was closest to the channel button, was the teletext button, which was used 14 times per hour, followed by the volume button, which was 4 times per hour. All the other buttons, such as audio and picture selection, configuration buttons and things, were used less than or equal to 1 times per hour. We also asked users which buttons had the most importance to them, which buttons they felt were the most important buttons on their remote control. And basically they said the channel, volume and power buttons had the highest relevance to users. Note that only power was very infrequently used. It only had usage frequency of about 1 times per hour, but users ranked it as having a very, very high relevance. And audio and picture settings had a very, well, users thought that the audio and picture settings were very, weren't very important to them, and they used them very infrequently as well. So we asked users what What frustrates them the most about current remote controls? And 50% of the users said that what frustrates them is losing the remote control somewhere in the room and not being able to find it. They also said that it takes a lot of time to learn a new remote control, especially when there's many buttons and it's unintuitive interface. And then thirdly, some users commented on the fact that the way that you have to hold and press buttons on the remote control are bad and cause repetitive strain injury. We also asked some users about some specific features that they'd like to see in the remote control. In particular, do they want an LCD display? And secondly, do they think speech recognition is a useful feature to have on a remote control? Basically, our findings are that amongst younger age groups, the answer is overwhelmingly yes. They want these features. They want these high technology features. For instance, 91% of people aged between 15 and 25 said yes, they want these features. Whereas the trend was as users became older and older, they were less likely to want these sort of features in a remote control. So I guess it depends on where we're focusing our market. And as our company motto is putting fashion in electronics, I think we're focusing on the younger target demographic. And so maybe we should think about adding these sort of high technology features into our remote control. Maybe now we can talk about user interface and about the technical function of this device. So, Peter, can you say something about that?
Okay.
Yeah, but
production cost of $12.50 per unit is fairly high. So I think we can afford to add it to the $50 per unit. So if we have 4 months to work on it, so we can keep it by that.
That's true. could be an electronic circuit making electronic signals according to this command. And finally, there is a transmitter, which is a coil or a diode making waves to transmit to the air, and these waves will be received by the other device like a television or whatever to realize the command.
Okay.
About what I found about these different blocks are usually there are two different methods for designing a remote control. They are based on infrared waves or radio waves. There are two different solutions, and this is the difference. The difference is the different kind of waves, infrared or radio waves. And also, as I am a student, I think it was a part of presentation. People prefer to have the remote control with less buttons. So for the electronic part working and interfacing with buttons, we should try to design a remote control having some simpler buttons or some rolling buttons just to search between different options and showing something on TV and putting less stuff in the remote control. And personal preferences, certainly a remote control working with radio waves is preferred because you can take it in any direction and you don't need to tune it any way. And again, using bigger buttons and less number of buttons will also prefer.
I have a question. Do you think radio waves will interfere with other appliances in the
home? I don't think so, because we can make this wave in a specific frequency. So they can be in a range which is not interfering with other devices inside.
So can we use any frequency? We have zero to use any frequency?
No, but as I know, there is a range for this stuff for designing this circuit. We can tune our transmitter to work in this range. And for this range, we don't need to ask the intermittent.
Okay. And what happens with radio waves? When two neighbors have the same remote control, for example, and so do they have the same frequency?
For this, I'm not, I don't know the solution, but one solution can be something like putting a passport or something inside the wave, so only your TV can understand the identification for what's inside the
wave. I know about this since it's exactly my field, so it's kind of handshaking when you start to communicate with your TV, and it's like handshaking protocol with your remote. So if two devices are trying to communicate with the TV set, then the one which has the more energy in the way is chosen. But it can be a problem sometimes, but most of the time it will. So
that's what we need simply an identification code is a very solid approach, a specific remote control.
Yeah, but we don't have to think about this, because I think as a function designer that we will use the already made circuits which we probably buy, it's worth to buy, and they have these problems solved. So,
okay.
So we don't have to think about this.
So maybe you can talk about the function.
Yes. A couple of things, because I struggled a bit with the software that I'm supposed to use on this this company. I was used to use Linux. So I want to speak about working with okay, so presently I'm looking what is possible to use, what fighting steels and stuff like that, because I didn't work with this circuit so far, so I have to look what is available in the market for the communication for the IR circuits and so on. So I'm currently looking what is available on the web, and I wanted to ask you maybe afterwards, after our discussion, if we have some contacts in some companies which can report on what is going on there, so I would be glad if you can tell me about that. No. Okay, findings, that's the point that I'm working on currently, but so far I was looking what RW circuit, I mean radio wave, radio frequency circuits, are available now, but the prices are rather high. So I know that the user interface between these speak about radio frequency waves because you can make the TV do what you want, even if you are in the bathroom or so on. But you know, when you're not close to the TV, you probably won't need to change the program and so on. So I'm voting for to stick to the infrared control instead of RW, but we will discuss it later. Components to use, I'm not exactly sure what I will use for the design of the circuit. It depends on whether we will use the LCD, and mainly the speech recognition, because speech, yeah.
Are we planning to take an off-the-shelf, an OEM component for the radio wave circuit, or are we planning to construct our own?
No. This we buy, because it's not cheap nowadays. It's not worth to construct ourselves.
So we just buy a circuit board.
Exactly. But I'm not sure about the circuit which is responsible for speech recognition. This I prefer that we should make ourselves. But it depends whether we take a decision to use it. Same thing, it's fairly expensive to use this circuit. So speech recognition, well, LCD it's okay because it's common nowadays to use LCD. So I agree on using any kind of LCD. LED buttons good for me as a designer of the circuit. But the speech recognition, we have to compare whether the price and the what does it offer. You know.
So what do you think?
Yeah,
the price would be out of trend or would be made visible?
I was not thinking too much about the price, but if we use the LCD, even the radio frequency communication with the TV set and the backlight and related things like the photodiodes and stuff, it should be okay. If we decide to use the speech recognition, then we probably could start, but we'll see afterwards.
Okay.
It depends on you, if the ME or UID, I'm sorry about the name, that's real, wants to have it like in metal or in plastic, these things. It depends on your notes, because the electronic devices price is not so big in comparison to the overall shape and stuff like that. So we will discuss it afterwards. And my personal preference, yes, I would like also preferably to use RW circuit, but from the point of view of the design and price, I would stick to the IRs. That's my opinion. I mean, if infrared circuit, not the radio frequency. Why? Because it's simple. Because the range where you can use it is fair, it's okay, I think, and the price is fairly cheap for it. Oh, the price. Just the price. Otherwise, I don't care what I put there because it's the cheap which I buy.
So, I mean, it's how much more expensive?
Or it doesn't. 3 times more expensive.
Three to five.
Okay.
Not 10 times, but it depends.
That's still a lot. I think it's probably not worth spending the extra money. Because I mean, all the other remote controls on the market have infrared, so people don't expect anything other than infrared.
Yeah.
So
it's
not worth spending extra money.
They are used to use it only when they can see the TV. So
yeah.
On the other side, we want to have something new. You know.
Yeah.
We want to have something new. So I think we should skip.
Based on my usability studies, I feel that users prioritize the look and the feel and the trendiness above, you know, the difference between infrared or radio waves. So I think we're better off spending money in the usability.
To inform you, I received an email from the management board today, and they have new requirements for the remote control. They said that about teletext, apparently it becomes, according to them, it becomes outdated, and because of the internet popularity and everybody has. I think we can go on to the test. The second thing is, they suggest that we should use the remote control only for TV, not for DVD and other devices, because it makes it too complex, and because we have not much time for this project, we should stay on TV, only specific TV remote. The third one is about the image of the company. So we should keep the product should be recognizable. That means we should use the color of our company and maybe put somewhere the slogan of the company, which is the good fashion of intelligence. So when people see the remote control, they should say, oh, it's from real direction. And they should pick them up. So now we should take the decision what function we will have on this remote control. So, are we going to use LCD speech recognition?
Should we start with just the core, the basic functions?
Yeah,
and move on to the more advanced features.
Okay, so the available things are LCD, buttons, and everything, radio frequency bands, and the recognition.
That's
first, maybe what are the usual functions of standard remote control?
And the obvious one is changing channels.
Yeah. I think we should stick on very useful functions because we want less data. So,
change the channel, of course. Volume.
Just one more to the channel changing. Will we use only two buttons, or like numbered buttons? I mean, those nine plus one or two.
I think it would be a good.
Because that's something we were speaking about earlier.
Yeah.
Another side, we have more and more channels, and if you want to pass through all the channels to get
channel you want. Okay, so we keep all this.
Maybe
we could think of something more between, like
10 plus, 5 plus, 1 plus.
Yeah.
I guess we're using the names and the people.
Maybe. Maybe you could have key buttons like discovery channel, like documentary channel, and movies channel.
I mean, like,
and inside this thing, you can move. If you want to see a movie, you click on the movie button, so you have once a movie channel. And
okay, so
just an idea, I don't know.
So it requires the use of LCD probably.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I think it might also incorporate Petra's idea of the slider, the volume game, with the channel.
Okay.
So if you could play this from
the
mini channel.
The roller for the
mountains. Channel and volume.
So we are still speaking about the common devices, or we are in our
I think so. Basically, core functions are not. Mm-hmm.
What about the settings of the TV? Because it's a button we don't use very often, but we need it anyway.
So we don't have any. We don't have. We should just design the remote control, and we don't have any access to the. The TV design, or we can change from design. We have one solution for this changing channels is to see a summary of all channels, some preview of all channels, and then you
not on the control,
not
but
on the control, on the screen, on the TV screen.
I don't think we're the ones. I mean, this remote controller development is a generic control for TV.
I don't know if it's possible.
I think it would be better to stick to the remote control and not to bother the TV to this thing. But it will be still more expensive, but for the LCD on this stuff at some point in the car.
So what now we're doing with the settings, because settings, once you do settings, we need buttons for that, and then less buttons. Maybe with the LCD, can do something with less buttons.
And then you don't want to make the LCD display too complicated. I mean, there's always, we can always have these less often used functions hidden somewhere under a cover.
Yeah. We could have, for example, two buttons, like simple mode and advanced mode. I don't know. Or like children and grandfathers more, and the TV manager mode.
So I think the settings we agreed that they're required.
Yeah,
it's just how to.
We should hide them somewhere in the menus.
I mean, the power buttons, obviously.
Yes. I was thinking, do we need a power button at all? Shouldn't we do it like sleep mode, like 5 minutes or not? Because generally,
it's a kind of setting, I think. It shouldn't.
Well, I think when they say power button, they mean to turn the TV on and off.
No, yes. I think it's after 5 minutes. The timer.
But if you're watching TV for 2 hours, you don't need TV to turn on.
You don't need time. Every 5 minutes to keep it on.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we should kill this button.
I mean, based on our usability studies again, people said that the power button was a very relevant button.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 9 out of 10.
Okay, so what we could probably do is to keep also keep the LCD and all the buttons and stuff. We could make it like a opening stuff that if you open it, you just turn on the TV, and if you close it, it will turn on the TV. If you like it.
Okay. Well, I think we need to concentrate on the major usage of the control, which is you sit down, you turn on the TV, you change channels, you change the volume, you turn the TV off. And all the other functionality is not used very often.
Yeah, they can get hide somewhere by a cover or something like that. Like covering.
On
Yeah, like mobile phone
but
covering.
Okay, just the decision of the power button, should we make it the button or some function which could be power button?
Okay.
Old fashioned button to satisfy the grandmother.
What about things like the clock and timers?
Do we still have a timer?
Yeah, we have still 1 or 2 minutes.
Another question? Some features on the control to display a time.
Usually it's already on TV or whatever. Yeah, but since we want to control all the televisions, yeah, we probably be worse to set the timing on the remote, right?
Because if the TV turns on itself,
if we add the time, we have to have maybe a bigger display or something like that. Like, is it very useful? I mean, our users want to have the time in the remote.
It's a question. It's a question of the trade-off.
In my opinion, we should have only useful thing. Because apparently they want the simplest is better.
Did you ever use like the timing of turning on the TV?
And based on
very occasionally. But I do use the display of the time quite often.
Yeah, but it can be on the display in the corner right side.
Okay, so
time
button.
Yeah. Do we need to include anything about the speech recognition and the speech programs?
I think
it will not take lots of place. We just need a microphone and the software. It will be a little bit new and interesting. So people may be attracted to buy this stuff. And it's not very difficult to put the software inside the electronic device and put the microphone. It doesn't create that much place and also that much. It doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, but we should be careful about the battery life. So maybe we can think more about that and discuss that maybe next time. And now the meeting room is closed. Somebody took the meeting room just 1 minute. So we should move. So now we are going for a small lunch. It's only by the company. And after we have